You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Marsha Baines of Old Savannah Tours. Hey, Marsha.
Good morning.
Also with us is Shannon Lowry, social media coordinator of Visit Savannah. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Emily.
And a lot of events to celebrate the start of spring this weekend, including one at the Tell Fair.
Yeah, so we have the Tell Fair in Bloom happening this Friday and Saturday at the Tell Fair Academy. It is a combination of local artwork, also with unframed arrangements of blooms and floral displays.
Speaking of spring, it's also time for one of our annual spring events, a chance to check out some of the very cool houses we have around Savannah.
Absolutely. The Savannah Tour of Homes is happening this weekend. The Marshall House down on Broughton Street is your official headquarters for tickets and any information that you need. And you'll be touring some of the finest, amazing historic homes that are in our district, and there's sometimes, you know, churches and inns and different types of buildings there, so it's a great event. It should be decent weather, so they should have a good time.
And it's also a great weekend to celebrate the ladies.
Oh, we always celebrate the ladies. Southern Women's Show, International Trade Center. This is a packed event every year, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can go and try out some of the Southeastern's best in just about everything, every product, makeup, diet stuff, tips. And I believe, as always, we're going to have the firefighters there doing their little thing at the show. So you make sure you see the firefighters, as always.
Yes, always a good incentive to show up. And if you'd rather head out to Tybee for the weekend, they're having some fun.
Yeah, so the Tybee Island Mermaid Fest is happening this weekend. It's hosted by Savannah Pride. They're kicking off a opening party at Coco's on Friday night. And then Saturday all day, they're going to have events on the pier, giveaways, live music. And then they're going to finish up with a closing after party at Huckapoo's Saturday night.
Should be nothing new, partying in Huckapoo's.
And then there's also some music on Tybee.
Yeah, so starting on Saturday night, Shirley Valentine is opening at the Post Theater. They're going to be doing shows Saturday and Sunday this weekend and next weekend. And they're also pairing their ticket option with a dinner theater option from the Sunday Cafe. So that should be really cool.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a good way to make an evening of it.
Lobster mac. Oh.
Yes.
Let's not get into Sunday Cafe right now. I'll be lost.
Yeah, well, I'll get hungry and not be able to think anymore. There's also some music of a different kind if you want to stay in Savannah instead this weekend.
Yeah, so the Savannah Philharmonic is going to be playing at the Lucas on Saturday night. Their show is at 7:30. It's their show, the Tchaikovsky and Brahms concert. So it should be really beautiful, an awesome night for some live music.
And then on Sunday, it is time again to celebrate one of Savannah's favorite daughters.
Flannery O'Connor. If you guys don't know about her, look her up. She's a great historic figure in this town, and they got parades, and we love parades. So this is her birthday parade, and there's going to be photo ops with a gorilla, is what I'm told. There's a peacock stage. People get dressed up. It's an amazing time. I don't know what else to say other than 1 to 4. There's live music. So I would say dress up and whatever you'd like and head down. She had some great short stories, and she's a little museum down on the historic district. So.
Yeah, and it's a very quirky little Savannah event that happens every
Correct.
Year. Well, Marsha Baines of Old Savannah Tours, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Shannon Lowry of Visit Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And have a great spring weekend, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.